This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 267. This is not an after-school special. Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking
girl
best
gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister,
and I am Pandalicious.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of our wonderful podcast. Guess what? Now with 10% more newness.
Only 10?
Yeah, I didn't do all my homework this week.
Okay.
I was kind of doing some other stuff. I was supposed to play games all week long, and I didn't do that.
I didn't either.
Stupid day job got in the way, and I
don't have a job, stuff. So I really don't have an excuse.
I didn't do that like a boss.
But Eshmom is 60 now.
You just won't let that go.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know that eventually I will, in fact, make a clip show.
Yep.
And you know
there'll be a whole segment. 60, 60, 60. Eshmom.
Okay. And literally, I'm going to be like, now, Mom, I want you to recognize you will not hear my voice for this entire...
Disclaimer. Ninja Sister will not be in the following clips.
For the next 3.5 minutes, this is all Pandalicious.
Yep.
And then I'm going to hit the play button.
Yep.
I'm going to walk out of the room.
Yep. And then you'll hear the snap of a neck.
Exactly.
And my life will cease.
But you know
to
what?
Be.
I'm going
to
throw you an amazing funeral. It's going to be like New Orleans style. So there'll be like a parade.
Oh my God. Everyone has to have parcels and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic.
Parcels and packages.
It'll be like
that
a who's
the
who of the New England area.
There's like, that means like 3 people.
Okay. I mean, we'll have.
And I'm dead.
Dude,
so that's really
dude,
just two.
We'll have trannies, fidgets.
Whoa.
Those are midgets covered in fudge.
Fidgets. Can we dye the doves blue?
No, we can't dye the doves blue. They'll die.
Oh.
No, seriously, like, I love Saturday Night Live. I'm going off on a tangent. Surprise, it's the ESH podcast. I love Saturday Night Live, and my favorite thing is during the weekend update when Bill Hader does the Stefan character. So, like, okay, I know exactly what you want. Okay, New York's favorite club is, like, it's got...
If you're here from Ohio or whatever... Look no further. New York's hottest club is Ounce. Located in the middle of the East River, this place has everything. Cholos, puke people, a sheepdog that looks like Bruce Valanche, and an entire room of puppets doing karate.
I'm sorry, and why are puppets doing karate?
Because it's that thing of when someone calls Miss Piggy fat and she goes, hi-ya!
Bananas and, human parking cones and... there's a guy dressed like Fidel Castro handing out balloons. And he was like, what?
Yeah, but he's always hitting on Seth Meyer.
I know. I love that character. So, like, I channel it every once in a while. But only every once in a while.
Okay.
But not nearly as good as Bill Hader. Also, some of my new favorite shit, if you haven't seen it on the web, so getting kind of sort of back to the nerd thing, is 7 Minutes in Heaven with Michael Bryan.
7 Minutes in Heaven. Oh, yeah.
First of all, that was one of my more favorite games to play through junior high. And
I never got to play that because it always turned into 30 minutes of awkwardness.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I only ever played it once and it turned
into... So it was one time of 30 minutes
of awkwardness, one time in a closet.
That's just really an awkward experience in a closet. I wouldn't necessarily
with
like...
delicious.
Exactly. Ooh, yeah. You were in the closet for 30 minutes.
But then I came out.
But this week we have a bunch of stuff for you. I don't have anything on the gadget tip because I'm not going to talk about my iPhone.
Good.
I know you're pleased about that.
Yes.
But I do have game stuff to talk about. And I know you have some game stuff to talk about.
Well, I have a game news.
Well, we got to talk about one thing first before we jump into anything. Dance Central 2. I know you got a thing up on the website, which if you haven't visited our website to read stuff, because we do write
it, you should. October 25th, which means the week that you listen to this and this releases, it will be out! And I'm going to bust a move. And I'm busting a move, not that you can see it. But it's not a really good one, so I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, by the way, I actually made that bust a move, a link to the bust a move video on YouTube. See?
See, I had the vision, right, but you had...
Here's the thing. I'm the detail person, okay? When it comes to... remember, I built our website. So, I think like that. That's how I think. I see this, I'm like, I know there's a video, we can link to that. Listen to that. Like, that's what I do. I'm the completionist.
Because I was just I need to say, I have to have some type of musical reference.
Seriously, I'm the facilitator.
What does that make me?
That makes you the creator.
I have a vision, but I don't have the...
Yes, and I'm the facilitator.
And you facilitate.
I do. I facilitate your vision.
I vision, you facilitate the vision.
Correct. I facilitate the vision.
Oh my god, if we were a factory, I would be like the think tank with the blueprints, and you'd be the machinery making it.
Correct. That's the way to think about it. I know, your mind just was blown right now. I can see it on your face. Well, you permeate on that for a minute. I'm going to talk about Dance Central 2. So, first of all, we love Dance Central 1. It really is the main reason that we went to the midnight launch for the Kinect, and we actually went to two different GameStops to pick up a Kinect, was so that we could play Dance Central the first. Absolutely love it. Great workout. Really, really fun routines to walk through. And really, our only major complaint was the co-op.
I mean, really, lack thereof.
Correct. That was really the only thing that we were like, and that's where it gets kind of sucky.
Well, I mean, there were some other little niche-y things where, you know, yeah, it was a dance game, and yeah, you danced a routine, but you didn't really get any development, which is what I talked about in my little post about the second game. So, I mean, it was fun and entertaining and definitely different.
And there's nothing wrong with just being fun and entertaining. Like, I don't have to learn a lesson. Like, this does not have to be a after-school special.
This does not have to be behind the dance from VHS.
No. It does not have to be. Like, I'm not, you know... trying to learn
or
the VH1. Secrets of...
I meant VH1.
I know. I knew what you meant. I'm sure the people knew what you meant.
I hope so.
But pop-up video is coming back, by the way, which is totally kick-ass.
Oh, they need to with all the videos that have happened since
I know,
the
but
initials.
Seriously, it's coming back. Like, a new series. It's not even, like, bringing back the old stuff. The whole new series. They're popping up all new shit.
Oh, my God. They should do a Nicki Minaj video. They just pop up on her butt. Like, pop-pop. Pop-pop.
Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. Have you seen all this ass? That would pretty much be any Nicki Minaj video pop, because they wouldn't be able to focus on any of the details. They'd be like, so over here, like this would, but did you see that butt? Just be like a slow-mo of Nicki
Minaj.
It's
like, this butt was born on this date.
I mean, I'm a girl and all, but damn, Nicki Minaj has some ass. Alright, so anyway, Dance Central 2. I don't know how we got onto Nicki
Minaj's
ass. Because
you move your butt when you dance.
Okay, alright, I'll go with that.
And Nicki Minaj can barely move her butt to try to dance, but that's besides the point. We're not looking at Nicki for her dance moves.
No.
We're looking at that ass!
We're looking at that ass!
Anyway.
Whew, that's a lot of ass. Alright, so anyway, one of the things that I'm excited for, like Pandalicia said, Dance Central 2 drops on the 25th. There's new tracks that are in there. It is a, I think, a little bit more fully thought out.
It's flushed out. It is definitely flushed out from the first game.
Than the first game. I think a lot of DLC tried to address that for the first game, but really the track listing for 2 right out the gate is really solid. There's a great mixture of up-tempo, reggaeton type,
They go back little, in the day a little bit too, yeah, and then they bring it more, back to the current.
Then they bring it back. There's a hint of Mumbaton, which I love Mumbaton, so thank you for that. Really, really excited about it.
There's one or two on there. I was like, really? You want us to dance to that?
Like what?
I'm gonna go look that up right now. Oh look, it's conveniently in front of me, like magic.
Time lapse on the internet. Wah wah.
So let me see which one it was that I saw that was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about
well,
that.
Well, names of the tracks. Like, what are you interested in?
All right, well, right off the bat, I'm totally excited for Sandstorm.
Really?
Yes. I love that's like the song. That's like the club song that I go batshit crazy for. And the funny thing is, there ain't no words. Like, I'm like, oh my god, just random bits of sound are bombarding my face, and it's time for me to correlate my body to that sound.
Did you just say to correlate my body to that sound?
Yes.
I like that statement. Can I use it
sometime? Yes.
I might put that on a t-shirt.
I'm also looking forward to Bulletproof, actually. And I actually saw at E3, they were showing some of the dance routine for Bulletproof and also for Massive Attack, Nicki Minaj.
That is!
There's going to be a lot of pop and locking in a lot of these routines.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, some of us could use some help.
I'm good with pop and lock stuff and, like, the white rocker stuff. It's the black booty stuff that I have problems with, which I can't believe I'm admitting this to all of you guys.
Oh, I'm kind of surprised that you actually put that out there.
It's been 5 years. You guys essentially know me, so...
I know. You're almost like family now.
Yeah.
You're pretty much family, actually.
So,
actually,
but yeah.
You are family. But, it's okay. I have problems with the rock stuff. I have the, booty swagger down. I've been known to have the booty swagger. I'm just saying. I have been known. But go ahead. As you were saying, things that you're interested in.
Yeah. So and whip my hair, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a given.
But I think I'm a little upset to see Justin Bieber on the list.
You're a little upset?
I'm a little upset that Justin Bieber is on this list.
Why are you upset that Justin Bieber is on the list?
Because it's that song, Somebody to Love, and the only version of that song that I actually find decent is the cover that they do on Glee. And that's only because the Glee guys are all hot.
Oh my god.
That's it.
You are hysterical right now.
Like, that's seriously it for me.
I just want you to know that you are hysterical.
But, like I said, they're fleshing it out, which I'm really glad to see. We're actually going to see some character development for some of our dancers.
Our avatars,
Because we're getting 5 new additionals,
mm-hmm.
and we're keeping our old. So I'm like, well, that's kind of glad. I'm kind of glad they're not just chucking them and throwing new people at us. And they're really bringing the whole idea of multiplayer into the game because everybody's kind of broken up into dance crews. Dances of two.
Like ABDC.
Well, they're two people. So.
Okay, so like AB.
AB. So America's Best, but we don't know what they're best at yet.
Gotcha.
Or we could just say DC, Dance Crew.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're broken up in DCs. And so they mix one new character with an older character.
Okay.
So everyone seems to be paired up with someone that we've already seen.
Gotcha.
They actually do have an antagonist dance crew, so it's going to be kind of like, You've Got Served, but a video game, but better.
Because You Got Served was horrible.
Yeah, exactly. But,
like, Bring It On 3.
Wait, they made a 3?
Dude, they made, like, 4.
They made 4?
There's, like, 4 Bring It On movies.
Anyway, they
none of them had the Cheetah Girls in them.
They need... One was enough. And I liked one.
I liked one because I like Gabrielle Union. And yeah. I like Eliza Dushku. Repping for the hometown, what up?
But yes, so... But, so we have that going on. We have a, like, a campaign-ish mode.
Right.
Like a story-ish mode. Because I think you're rising from the ranks of being just a street dancer to, like, being established. And that's where that antagonist group is going to come in.
Right.
Which I really kind of like. And the system of dance crews are essentially going to be drop in, drop out.
So Which is a cool mechanic to have in any kind of rhythm-based game. Because sometimes you do have to stop to take a bio break.
Yeah. So I kind of like that aspect because that means I can be dancing and you come in and know the routine I'm on and just jump in and be whatever that random DC, you know, character is and jump in and play with me.
But did you find that song that you were like, I don't know that I want to do that?
No.
You just stopped looking at the list, didn't you?
And it's just Justin Bieber. I don't want to do that song. Because I tend to play Tay.
You're just anti-Bieber, aren't you?
There's only one song by Justin Bieber that I like. I refuse to buy it. So if I really want to listen to it, I have to watch the music video for it on YouTube. And then I cry in a corner afterwards because I've sat there and watched Bieber.
You feel a little dirty, don't you?
I feel a whole lot dirty because he's like 8. In my mind, he is regressing in age. He's Canadian?
Yes.
Beaver. What's that, a boot? Sorry. Sorry, Canadians. I love you.
Did I just blow your mind right now?
I love your bacon and your poutine.
But anyway.
What?
Did you just say I love your bacon and your punani?
No. What? Poutine. It's a food. It's essentially like fries and cheese and bacon up there.
Yeah, it's good. Bitch, it's good. It is. It's good.
Bit Delicious just made the field goal was good, Sybil. And that's funny because you don't watch football.
I watch football enough to know that that is a sign for it's good. But wow. No. But poutine, yeah, it's delicious. I had it when I went to Montreal once, and I'm like, why can't American fries and cheese and bacon do this?
Dude, I saw a sign for a place the other day that had deep-fried bacon.
But you already fried bacon.
But it was deep-fried.
So that you means fried it, and then breaded it, and then fried it?
Yep.
I don't know if I like that.
Dude, think about it.
I don't want to.
Think about it.
Anyway.
Deep-fried bacon.
Don't know if I like that.
Think about
it. I'm not too sure about
Consider
that.
Consider it.
Nah, I don't know
Consider
if I
Consider the bacon.
I will disband my belief. I can do that. I can do that.
You mean you suspend? You
know, I disband it. My belief so I can reform it to something else.
Really?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
That's what you
That's
want to
what
do.
I say. I am coining it.
You're coining it.
Yep.
You're coining the disbandion of your beliefs.
Of my beliefs.
Are they gonna get back together? Is the band getting back together?
Yeah, they're like Legos. So they break down one day, but then I rebuild them to form something completely different and unique, which is why I'm awesome.
I can't argue with your logic. So we're just gonna move on.
Yeah.
I really am excited for Dance Central 2. I think that it kind of really has set the bar for motion games, period, let alone rhythm or movement-based games. I, for instance, I really enjoy Dance Central much more than Zumba.
Don't get me wrong. Zumba makes you work out your hips. So if you're going to be like at a Latin club for like a week, that's a good training set. That's a great training for a montage to get ready for your week of salsa dancing.
But we're not doing a week of salsa dancing. I don't foresee in my foreseeable future a week of salsa dancing popping up. Because with my ankles, really,
we're talking like a night. Oh, all right. I know what song I really don't want to do.
Oh, you got back on the internet?
Yeah, but we got back on the internet in the list. I don't want to dance to Grenade from Bruno Mars.
Oh. Are you in the I hate Bruno Mars camp? Come on, be honest. Truth be time. Say it. Say it! You can't stand that Negro. Say it!
No.
You're pausing like a lot.
No. I like.
What happened was.
I like his lyrics. I don't like his sound. Which is weird. But I want him to get with Janelle Monáe and make beautiful doo-wop babies. Beautiful doo-wop cocoa babies.
Can you imagine doo-wop babies?
Doo-wop. Yes, I can. I can, yes. But I am looking forward to Mayahi from Ozone, the Numa Numa dance.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Because that's on here.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, you got me. You got me at Mayahi, Mayahoo. I can't believe I'm singing.
I can't believe really that you just did it, and I can't really believe, because you only started to get your voice back, that you attempted to sing, and you did the Numa Numa dance at the same time.
Yep.
You need to thank me for not doing video. Go ahead.
Yet.
I'll wait.
But, yeah. But that's probably one of the... I have... Sometimes I like him, and sometimes I don't. I'm not a big fan of Grenade, and I don't think I'm really a big fan of his latest song, Lighters.
Well, what do we have on the hip-hop tip for the people that's in...
All right. Central 2? Because so, we got important. Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. Well, so, we're going back a little bit, but back to basics. We got Gia's Got Us Falling In Love.
See, the way you feel about Bruno Mars is the way you feel about Usher.
That's all right. And that's sometimes how I feel about Pitbull, too.
Really? See, I don't ever feel that way about Pitbull.
I feel like Pitbull's just like, I don't think I want to do my own song, so I'm just going to jump on somebody else's track and do the minimal amount of work.
That's basically the foundation of hip-hop. So
I know.
Just saying.
We've got some old school with some Bobby Brown, My Prerogative.
Here's the thing, all right?
That's my prerogative.
We all know that Bobby Brown is a crackhead, but my prerogative was the shit in the
Yes,
day,
it was.
So I'm not even going to hate on it.
We've got, let me see.
I wish it was Every Little Step.
Oh, we got Oops, Oh My.
Yeah, you know, Tweet gets, a lot of play, because one of her songs...
That's a dirty song.
Her song was remixed in DJ Hero 2, with, two different tracks, I think, and one additional one on DLC. So, for a chick that doesn't have a career anymore, she sure is getting a lot of play on that one track.
Because that song, you know, that song turns from dancing to not dancing.
No, stripping is dancing, too.
No, I was talking about masturbation. Oops, there goes my shirt over my head. Oops, there goes my pants. I'm just gonna lay down right here and work it out.
Sometimes people are clumsy.
Oops. Oops, I just fell on your penis. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry. I'm really clumsy.
Do you want me to get up? Oh, I'm sorry. I just fell on it again, repeatedly, for 40 minutes.
Dude, mistakes happen.
That person is accident prone. We've got The Breaks by Curtis Blow.
That's a good one. That's cool.
We got the Humpty Dance, y'all.
Okay, so right then and there, you have the best game of all time.
Yep.
All right, you got My Prerogative and the Humpty Dance in the same game.
Yep.
That you are playing.
And then we have This Is How We Do It.
All right, seriously, that's end of story. If you don't pick this game up, you're a loser.
And then for the Britney Spears lovers, Toxic.
No, there's none of those. Or listen to our podcast. But, again, very eclectic. You know, to go from Curtis to Digital Underground to Britney to Bieber. You know, you can definitely see that there's a much larger breadth of song and definitely routine to the game. So we're really looking forward to it. It drops, again, on the Xbox 360 on the 25th. Pick it up.
Club can't even handle me right now. That was just random.
You're just random.
Yes.
And Lord knows what they'll drop for DLC. But definitely, if you played one, worth pick.
Set list. I'm like, already, we've got a whole lot more to look forward to.
Absolutely. And if you didn't play one, but you've now got a Kinect, we highly recommend Dance Central as one of the first games that you play.
Oh my god, I didn't know Cataracts and Dev was on the Far East movement like a G6.
Are you really, are you for serious right now?
I didn't know. Well, she's the chick who's like a G. Really? That's yes. Her? What do the Cataracts do? Or are they just a drum beat or something and they're not real people?
They're the deuces of the tracks. Pharrell from NERD.
But Pharrell sings. Or Talk sings.
Yeah, and he does the arrangements, too. Did I just blow your mind now?
I'm giving a no face. Okay. Wow. I did not know. Because in all of her songs, she's like, by the way, those are the Cataracts. She always mentions them in her song somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for a random guy to be like,
it's just Alicia Keys mentioning Crucial Keys all the time.
True. All right, never mind. But yes. Oh, and we also have Baby Got Back.
Again,
I'm really, they have decided to go into my old iPod and take all of my songs from it, essentially.
We gotta remember, the Harmonix Dev team is our age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing the butt.
It's really obvious that they went after all the songs that we all danced to at our high school and junior high school dances.
And some in our college, but.
And then some of us who still go out and pop ecstasy every once in a while, there's a couple songs in there for you too.
Yeah, four.
There's four songs. But again, drops on the 25th of October. Looking forward to it. Would make a great Christmas present.
Oh my god, get it in a bundle pack, because I'm sure they're going to do that.
I'm sure there's going to be a bundle.
A bundle with one Kinect. And two. Well,
that would be a kick-ass bundle. And what's really interesting is if you hit up the Harmonix website, you can actually see, I think they put the videos out on their YouTube as well. They had some of the staff members who have been using Dance Central to basically be their workout regime and help them get to their health goals. They actually have some testimonials where you can actually see how not only can the game be fun, but it can be beneficial. It can help you get a little bit more in shape. And you know what? That's the best of both worlds.
And it can perfect your moves when you go to the club. You'll have something, be like, yeah, check out
and you won't just have to do the sprinkler or the installing of the light bulb or the shopping cart.
Be careful what routine it is, because I know I'm really famous for random songs coming on in either my car or Ninja's car and just randomly doing random moves from routines.
But you string them together very nicely.
Like Maneater. I do it to Maneater, like, all the time.
Yeah, every time I play Maneater, you do the routine.
My app.
That's okay. Every time I hear Teach Me How to Jerk come on, I do
the routine. Yeah, but that one, that should just be mandatory. Any
I know, but you shouldn't do
that
routine when you're behind the wheel driving a car.
No, well, because you'd be accelerating. Because
you'd be accelerating and swerving just, like, a little bit. And you might die.
I mean, now they don't, I don't think there's any mention of it being outside of Couch Local.
Because yeah, that'd be I believe a lot it's still of, Couch Local. Yeah. That'd be a lot of data to push.
Yeah.
But
in the future, maybe.
At least the multiplayer is two-person, at the same time, multiplayer.
And it's not aggressive. It can be. If you want to compete, you can compete. There are dance battles. But if you just want to have your friend be your backup dancer or, like, your older sister be your backup dancer because you're awesome, then you can
excuse
do that.
Me? Excuse me? Who's dancing backup to who?
I mean, you know, on and off chance.
Excuse me?
I'm
who's
just saying.
Dancing backup to who?
I'm just saying. Sometimes be player one, you might be player two, and sometimes I might be player two, and you'll be player one.
Look, there are definitely a lot of games where that's going to happen. I'm just saying. Next topic. So, I saw that look. I'm not fucking with that look. So, next up on deck, I have done some game playing this week.
I know.
I did not get my normal 16 hours in during the work week, which really upsets me, because I feel so detached.
Really?
If I'm not playing for a couple hours a day.
Okay.
I just gotta get a couple in every day.
So what have you been playing?
I've been playing Batman Arkham City.
I know, I've been tempted to steal it when you're not
I thought
here.
You were actually going to steal it.
I didn't, because
the
then you'd beat me.
I wouldn't beat you. I'd just be like, hey, guess who's home?
But how far are you? Further than you? Give me that.
Exactly. Okay. Now you know can touch it. Till I get further than you. I'm not that competitive.
No. You'd be like, it's my turn. And I'd be like, okay, it's yours. You bought it.
Exactly. I would be like, give me this right now, this thing that I'm bought with my money that you shouldn't even
I
deign
want
to
play
look
in
at.
There.
You want to play in my money?
In no.
Oh.
I was making a 30 Rock parallel reference.
I'm very confused right now. But one thing that's not confusing is Batman Arkham City. So I picked the game up. See how I made the segment? See,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I was like, whee!
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
That's why no one pays me this. I wish somebody would pay me this.
In my imagination, that's why they pay you the big bucks.
In my imagination, this is how I earn my Monopoly money. Picked up Arkham City for the Xbox 360. Got it on Amazon because I was kind of, frankly, with so much awesomeness happening this month and November, Arkham City kind of fell off my radar, mm-hmm. Not even gonna lie.
Well, yeah, because Revelations is soon to drop upon you.
Well, before I even get to Revelations, you got Saints Row the Third. And before I even get to Saints Row the Third, you've got
now
Uncharted
get through
3.
Any of these.
I know, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so horrible. But before you get to Saints Row the Third, you gotta go through Uncharted 3.
Yeah. And which, you won't get through that.
Which comes out, you know, 6 days after Dance Central 2.
Yep.
So less than a week later.
Yep.
Okay. So, but before you get to any of that, you gotta get through Arkham City. And before you can get through Arkham City, you had to get through Gears 3.
Oh, you still haven't gotten through that yet, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got through Gears.
Oh, well, then you're done.
I haven't gotten all my multiplayer achievements that I want. I haven't gotten all the achievements that I want. Let me
right.
Put it that way.
Got it.
Okay, because I really want to collect all the items.
Mm-hmm.
The tags and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for you to finish yawning. I know I'm boring you.
No, it's not that. I was out late. As you know.
Whose fault was that?
Mine.
All right,
and
then.
And I take responsibility for that.
Then drink responsibility.
I didn't drink at all. I got scared.
I'm just telling people.
I got scared, so
I'm
scared
telling
I spelled
people
it wrong.
To drink responsibility.
Yeah, you guys do.
You too when you do drink. So, actually getting to Batman Arkham City. So, I picked it up on Amazon literally the day before it came out. I ordered it at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So, it still counted as a pre-order. So, they promised release day delivery. So I was like, yeah, what's up, Amazon? A buck for delivery. So I got it on release day. Came home. I was going to go to sleep, but I saw that my package had actually arrived. So I ripped it open, and I literally sent a text message to my daytime boss. I was like, oh, uh-oh, look who's not going to bed early. And then he took a picture and snapped it. At which the reply was, you better get to work on time, which I did. So, you know, big ups to you, boss lady, for being awesome.
Boss lady.
But popped it in. And I'll be honest with you, I only spent a little bit of time with Arkham City at E3. I spent a lot of time with the first Batman game, because Warner Brother loves us. They're fantastic to us. They just seem to forget us when it comes to review units. But they love having us in and talking with us and doing interviews with us. So,
you know, and by us, they mean you, because I don't think I've ever talked to them.
Well, you can. I'll be more than happy to have you do that. But
I'll show them my wits.
I really love DC Comics to begin with. I mean, frankly, DC, Dark Horse, and Marvel are my comic world. I really don't get down with a lot of indies. But
it's, you should. Every once in a while, you'd be quite surprised.
Yeah, I am, you know, but typically, like, the triforce of awesome for me is, like, Marvel's on top, because you know how much I love X-Men, and then you have, you know, seated to the left, DC, and to the right, you have Dark Horse. And so, I was impressed with the first Batman game. I think that we all were, and we just had some nitpicks. I have yet to find anything wrong with Arkham City.
Weren't you saying that you think you're playing it wrong?
Oh, I probably am.
But that's totally that's playing your fault, not the game.
That's
fault.
Me. That's none of the game. So the major issue that I have with mechanics with the first Batman, and I think anybody who is a fan of the series, you spend a lot of time fighting, right?
Well, you're Batman.
But Batman is a detective. Okay, Batman,
he's a fighting detective.
He fought when he had to. But, you know, Batman didn't kill anyone.
Right, so okay? you don't kill anybody in this
Batman
movie.
Doesn't really cuss. Like, Batman uses...
Batman cuss?
Can I...
Sorry.
Okay, you know, Batman uses the power of deduction. He uses his brains against the bad guys. Okay, and, you know, knocks them out and things like that. That's, you know, the Batman. Then you have Christian Bale, who has marbles in his mouth and diarrhea, and he really needs to take a poop, but he can't.
Well, you know how long it took him to get in that suit?
And so he gotta have a button for a quick-release poop shoot in the bat suit.
No, I'm sure there's, like, a tube that he puts in his butt that's in the suit, so it perpetuates the
poop
out.
No, because then his voice would be higher, because there would be a tube in his butt.
Oh, stop right there, bad guy!
Exactly. You wouldn't be telling me like this with a tube in your ass.
Why so high pitched?
Because you think it would be like, pew, pew, pew. It'd just be like squeezing the tube.
I don't know, I think I'd be giggling a lot, like, I just. I would do that. Which is why I could never be the Batman.
You're damn right.
Mm-mm.
The game is really fantastic. I'm probably at this point. Not even a third of the way through. It is an open world. Okay? Listen.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to disband my belief and all rebuild right. It.
So the way that Arkham City works is, rather than throw criminals into jail, because the jails are just getting too full and too full, and you can't throw everyone in Arkham Asylum, and let's face it, so many people break the fuck out of Arkham Asylum.
There's probably a giant hole in the side of the building.
That they just walk out of. That it wasn't working. So, Arkham City was created. And basically, there's this, you know, massive walled city. And they just throw all of the convicts in there and let them duke it out for themselves. Somehow, Doctor Strange has gotten involved. Which, if you read the comics, you know, he's one of the villains that Batman is constantly embattling.
Perpetually fighting.
Okay, not as much as him. The Joker, but pretty damn close. Bruce Wayne is running for office. I think he wants
Mayor?
To be governor.
Oh.
I wasn't paying attention. It was really short because I was still looking at the game. I'm like, you're so pretty.
Okay, yellow Lego.
All right. And as he's giving a speech and talking about how Arkham City doesn't work, he gets kidnapped and thrown into Arkham City.
Do they not know that he's Batman?
The little lackey guys don't know that he's Batman. However, Doctor Strange has figured it out.
Okay.
Okay. So you call Alfred, Alfred sends a bat suit, and your intro to learning the mechanics of the game is getting up to the top of the building to get into your bat suit.
So Alfred couldn't have picked your fucking ass up?
No, because Alfred doesn't go into the Arkham City, because then, you know, he can get kidnapped, and now the Batman's gotta fucking save Alfred. And if he's saving Alfred, who's sending him all the neat gadgets?
I'm just saying, if he can send a helicopter to drop the suit...
No, it was a pod thing that dropped from, like, outer space.
So, he couldn't have just brought a giant plane down...
Don't question it! Just accept it, okay? Alfred stays in the Batcave. Again. He's the facilitator.
He puts the lotion on his skin.
Or else he gets the hose again. Yeah. It's so... That movie was...
Oh, poor Michael Caine! Wait, I don't think he ever played Alfred, did he?
Yes, he did. In the fucking Christian Bale movie!
Oh, I'm thinking the older one, but that's an old, old guy. From, like, the Michael Keaton one.
And he's dead.
I'm sorry, old guy. Who's dead? Whose name I don't know.
Anyway, moving along.
I'm sorry.
It is an open world. And it's one of the things that I think really makes it much more immersive for you. You know, before you were really guided because you were bound by Arkham Asylum. There were only some places you could go. You knew you were going to hit the walls. Everything that was going to go down was going to happen within Arkham Asylum because you're, you know, fucking...
You're in an asylum.
Okay. Arkham City is a full city, which means when you're on a mission, there are side missions, very much like a Fable, but you can go wherever the F-balls you want.
But if the whole town is made of bad people, isn't it essentially walking into somebody's house, watching into a potential villain's house?
Absolutely, because you will, you know, as you're swinging from things on your back cable.
Because you know your suit has one.
Yeah, you got a grappling hook, and that you can fire, like, anywhere. Like, every place you look, there's some place that your grappling hook can grapple onto. So you can jump off a ridiculously high building... And as long as there's a corner that you can grapple onto, you will shoot your grapple in plenty of enough time to then swing gracefully through the air.
So the idea of plummeting to your death is erased because...
As long as there's a place that you can grapple. Now, if there's no place for you to grapple, okay. You're kind of screwed.
Okay.
So you don't want to try to grapple out into the middle of the ocean. Whee! Because
I grapple the darkness.
Yeah.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
You'd think the goddamn Batman could grapple the darkness, but...
He's not Jesus.
That's true.
And Jesus couldn't even grapple it. He could only walk on it.
We don't know that Jesus couldn't grapple.
They didn't have grappling hooks back in But if he was truly Jesus, he could have made one.
Well, and we don't know that he didn't. That might have just been something they left out of the Bible. How do you explain a grappling hook?
He levitated in a diagonal sweeping motion. Maybe.
Yeah, because that would be in the Bible.
He's the first diagonal...
Wait, is the word diagonal in the Bible anywhere? I don't think so. Moving on, back to Arkham City. The city is huge, and you can go anywhere. And there are lots of side quests. You know, I've got this one side quest with a character named Serge. His name starts with a Z. He's a bad man. He's got the Roman... numeral counting thing that you do, you know, the four lines with the five across.
Tallies?
Yeah. His entire body is covered in those.
Is this the people that he's killed?
Yeah, he's a serial killer. And so one of your side missions is there are phones that ring throughout the game. And once again, you get to use your detective mode, which basically is like a super...
X-ray.
Yeah, it's like a sonic X-ray. That when you go into this mode, anything that is of use to Batman will highlight in yellow. So areas that he can use to hide or be stealthy, or things that he can grapple to get up high and get out of the vision line of any of the enemies will show up. But also, anything that requires his attention shows up as well. So there are these payphones that are ringing throughout Arkham City, and this guy is using the phone, and he bounces his signal all over the place. And he basically says, you gotta get to this payphone by this time, or I'm gonna start killing these people. And the first one that I did, it really took me a long time to figure out where I was going, because what happens is as you start doing them, you basically get a signal strength meter that basically is like your compass. It gets stronger when you're pointing in the right direction. And... But you only have 2 minutes to get to basically the other fucking side of Arkham City, I learned. And I didn't realize that. Like, I had no clue where I was going. I didn't know if it was close away, far away, or whatever. But the fastest way to go is by finding the highest thing you can, jumping off it, and just grappling onto other high things in the area. And then eventually you get this mist arrow thing that shows up to where this other phone is. But sometimes you have to battle some baddies to get there. So the first time that I did it, I actually failed. And I didn't get there.
Oh my god, failure? Who knew?
You're so funny.
I love you.
Mm. The first time through I did it, I failed. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have to restart this. Well, before you restart it, you get a little video of this guy talking direct to camera to you, very much in the vein of Heavy Rain, where the characters were just sitting there and just looking around, and you had to see their face. But he's actually talking to you kind of in an eerie way, kind of like the Far Cry video with the guy talking about the definition of insanity. And he's like, "You didn't answer my call, Batman." And he takes out his knife, and he, like, starts another line on his body. He's like, "Now I'm going to have fun with them." And he's like, "Fuck, I failed." Then it's like, "Do you want to retry or skip it?" And I'm like, "No, I want to retry. I don't want him to kill those people. This guy's fucking insane."
He just cut himself.
So, second time through, I got it. And then he got pissed and started talking about his childhood. And I was like, "Meh."
Oh, my daddy didn't play softball with me.
But what's very interesting is, you know, the voice characters for the first game are back. So Mark Hamill is doing the voice of
the
Joker.
He should just manifest himself as the Joker.
This is the last time he's doing it. He's retired from doing the voice of the Joker.
Oh,
so
no.
There won't be any more animated Batman things with Mark Hamill doing the voice until he realizes that he actually does like to make money and he gets back into it.
Well, he's gonna have to lose all the money he's made from it, and they'd be like, "Wow, I'm
because Mark Hamill
money.
Is not going back in front of a camera anytime too soon. If you catch my drift, and I believe that you do.
I don't know with those with that.
Have you seen his face? Have you seen Mark Hamill?
They have that technology where they put balls on your face.
Wait,
remember?
Do you remember?
Jeff Bridges did it for Tron.
Do you remember Cock Knocker from the Jay and Silent Bob movie?
Yes.
That was Mark Hamill.
Yeah. You shouldn't have even been on camera for that movie.
And I said Cock Knocker.
And they put makeup on that face.
Exactly. Okay?
Anyway.
So you should rejoice in being wanted as the voice of Joker. Plus, he does it so well. Like, I can't imagine anybody else doing the Joker's voice now. I really can't. And I fucking love Cesar Romero, and I love Jack Nicholson's Joker, and I loved Heath Ledger's Joker. God rest his soul. But
that sexy, sexy soul.
But seriously, I'm gonna miss Mark Hamill doing the Joker, because he just brings a twisted, chaotic thing to the character that
maybe
you really need.
It's a sub-character of his actual reality.
It could be. It very well could be. Which is maybe why he wants to get away from doing it, because he's afraid it's going to come loose. But the mechanics are very solid. Batman moves fluently. You definitely can go at any area as a brawler. You can jump right in and try to fight people if you want, but you definitely take more damage, and it feels off balance if you do.
Okay.
Okay.
So it really does pay off. You can try, but we're highly recommending you.
Yeah. You can go in and you can brawl these six guys all at once if you want to. Okay? But you're going to take a lot of damage. But if you went at this actually as the goddamn Batman, you can do it right. So there's much more benefit to finding the high place and working around the ceiling to get to a room so you can drop down behind two enemies and clank their heads together to knock them out, as opposed to going at them head on, where they'll split up and take one side of the room each with a gun, and now you're taking a lot more bullet damage because you're fighting them head on. So it feels more like Batman. It feels much more like the environment. Not to mention, in this game, you split up time between being the goddamn Batman and the sexy-ass Catwoman, which is what I'm going to call her. Because Catwoman, let's face it, has been portrayed in video games and movies really, really wrong for the last 10 years. With the exception of the animated series.
I don't know.
The first Batman the Animated Series that had the blonde Selina Kyle.
I don't know why Halle Berry even attempted.
I know why she attempted, but I don't know why she read that script and went,
yes.
Yes? I mean, the money couldn't have been
there. I mean, come on. Password Swordfish?
You got to see your titties.
Yeah.
Her itty bitty titties.
Her titties. Where one was like, "Hi, nice to meet you." And one's like, "I'm sad and depressed." And literally depressed, like it was flat.
She has diabetes. Maybe she was having a bad day.
Well, you know what? You get your breast pump and you pump the girls up, especially if you're going to be on fucking camera.
Wow.
Like in Showgirls, put some ice on them. Yeah, I went there.
Wow. Okay. Catwoman is so right in this game. It's ridiculous.
Is it the Selina Kyle Catwoman?
Yeah, it's Selina Kyle. And she's definitely vampy, but she also is witty, like Catwoman should be, because she is a thief.
Right, you gotta be witty to steal shit okay. and not get caught.
But she's not over-the-top vamp. She's not over-the-top wit. She's just perfectly balanced. Ivy, Poison Ivy is toned down, you know, so she's not Uma Thurman's, you know, Mae West Poison Ivy. She's actually Ivy much more along the lines of the comic book. And the characters, you know, feel right. My only sadness that I have is that Arlene Sorkin, who's been doing the voice of Harley Quinn in the animated series of the Batman, and who, you know, just like Hamill, really being kind of the voice of Joker in my mind, did not do Harley Quinn in this game, which was a little
sad. Did she do it for the first Batman? So we have a totally different voice for...
But the chick that they picked up, and I didn't do my homework, so I haven't looked up her name, but the woman who does the voice of Harley Quinn hits the right notes for the character, you know, getting the demented.
Is it just the delivery that might be a little off?
No, it's not that it's off. It's actually pretty good. She very much reminds me of Arlene Sorkin, but not in the way of, you're trying to be Arlene Sorkin and you didn't do it. But okay, so you get where Arlene Sorkin was trying to go with the voice, and you're doing your version of it, and it works. It's just similar enough, but it's just different enough that it actually works, and I don't feel like I'm missing Arlene Sorkin doing the voice.
Okay.
Which is a good thing, because that's always something that you worry about when some other actor is going to come in to an identity to a role that is already well known,
right,
and be loved.
Yep, I know how that is.
If they're going to be able to, you know, carry the mantle well, or if they're going to fall off the pedestal.
And you didn't.
And there's no fall. And there's no fall. So that was really cool.
You sucked.
But it's just gorgeous. It plays well. I really enjoy it, and it's a good blend of action and puzzler. I think the only thing that right now has been frustrating for me are the timed runs, you know, doing the phone call thing, just because at times it is difficult for me to get the camera to turn the way I want it to, so I think I'm going to try playing it through now with my Razer set and see if I can dial the sensitivity on the thumbsticks and see if I can balance that out a little bit. But if that's the only nitpick that I can come up with, which it is,
then that you're really looking at a AAA title game, like a triple diamond.
You are. It plays well. It feels good. It feels right, especially if you're a fan of the franchise, which I'm a Batman fan.
Yep.
So I highly, highly, highly recommend Arkham City. I would say that it is definitely worth a rental. Especially if you're not a Batman fanatic, or even a fan to begin with, if you've never watched any of the animated series.
Oh, I love the animated series.
It's definitely worth a rental. If you've done any of those things before, you either like the animated series or you played the first game, buy it. There's no reason to rent it. You're going to want to have it in your collection. You know, the mechanics for building up your gadgets works. It's really simple. It's a simple panel. You're not doing 15 bajillion different things, but it adds that RPG element as far as, you know, leveling up by getting skill points on how you're taking down people. So the more like Batman you act, the faster you accrue the skill points, the faster you beef up your gear, and you can also beef up Catwoman as well. So the skill points you earn, you can use towards amendments on Catwoman's panel or on all of Batman's panel, which is really nice. So you don't have to, you're not limited to only earning skill points when you're playing through one character's scenes.
Right. Okay.
Which is nice. There are plenty of collectibles for you to pick up. There are Riddler riddles that you basically have to figure out how you're supposed to get into an area. And certain ones Catwoman only can pick up, and certain ones Batman only can pick up.
I kind of like that, because that, one, encourages multiple playthroughs for particular areas to look for particular things.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I can't say enough nice things about this game. I will finish the campaign. I will probably play it through at least one more time.
Okay.
So, that's my stuff. What do you got for people?
Well, since we're talking about open worlds...
Open world!
Yep. I just have some light commenting on some news that came from BlizzCon earlier this week.
Oh, no.
Yep. Even though we know I do not actively play WoW now, I still... I still keep up with news and stuff because eventually one day I will return, I'm sure. Not to the extent that I first visited, but I will buy a timeshare and maybe visit once every 3 years. Maybe.
For how long?
Until I have
progeny. Are we talking like a 2 week stay or?
Well, I mean, for Cataclysm, because I do.
Cataclysm, you know, get it right.
No. Cataclysm.
Cataclysm.
I didn't even fully level up my high playing character. I only got to level 83, and you can get to 85 in that thing. And after I saw all the amazing new stuff, I jumped out. So, I mean, I am a thrill seeker, so I want to be in it during the hype and have the same kind of buzz, like, oh my god, this is totally awesome. And then once I've seen everything and I've ridden all the rides, time to go home. So it's going to be like a visit to Six Flags.
Okay.
Or like Disney World.
Okay.
In Florida. For me.
Right. So, like Universal Studios, you stay for the day, but then you're all
gone. Oh, man. But you ride the Back to the Future ride like 8 times.
So dude, essentially, that ride is so amazing.
So you essentially go to Universal Studios to ride the Back to the Future ride.
And you do the E.T. ride twice.
Yeah. So in this next expansion, because we are getting another one, we are going to be introduced to a new race and a new class and a new area.
And a new time.
No.
Damn.
And, at first I was like, oh, new class, okay. Oh, new race, okay.
New place.
And the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because the new class, like the new race, I'm sorry, are pandas.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're...
Like the bear that's, you know, like, almost extinct?
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because you'd think for, you know, a race of bears that don't even want to screw each other, they're that lazy, that these have procreated enough and are built enough to, you know, run. Like, I actually think they should make it really funny so that if you are playing a panda class to, like, run, you have to roll.
So are you, like, a furry?
Yeah.
Like, do you look like a real panda bear? Or do you look like a person in a panda bear suit?
You look like... when you say person in a panda bear suit, I think Onimusha, the unlockable skin, that you're, like, in, like, a really bad panda outfit. So, no, you don't look like that. You actually look like a humanoid panda. So I'm assuming that there are panda titties.
Panda titties!
And being a panda myself.
And not panda's titties.
No, but panda so furry boobs. I'm going to assume. But I mean, and while you can't
see... You should always assume the furry boobs.
Yeah, because it'd be kind of awkward if she didn't. But,
Do you shave them? Like...
Ew. If you're all furry, then shaving is like...
I don't even want to know. But anyway,
so the new race are pandas.
Pandas, really?
Yeah,
pandas,
I think they're now just pandering to the furry community.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I think they're pandering to the furry community.
The furry community needs some love too. But
we need some lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
and no, I'm just kidding. But I'm actually kind of glad for that.
That they're pandering.
That they're pandas.
Like when I get excited whenever they add ninjas to anything.
Yeah, or zombies for me. Like, zombies are always an added. Like, I think Lucky Charms should have zombies, and they do during Halloween, but only then.
That's when the Frankenberry comes back out, too.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's a time and a place for them. And, I mean, I think WoW's like, we need to find...
time for zombies.
We need to find a way to entice more people and keep more people interested. And who doesn't like pandas? Like, have you ever met someone who you're like, do you like pandas? And they'd be like, no, I do not like pandas.
That's why you shoot them in the Modern Warfare games.
Anyway, so...
Especially the Nazi zombies. They really don't like pandas.
Well, because they want zombie pandas. They don't want non-infected
They don't like
pandas.
Zombie pandas either, because they're Nazis.
Well, I'm not going to go into that. So new race, we got pandas.
Don't like anybody.
So, like I said, new race, we've got pandas. New class.
They're pandas.
No. Race and class are different. Class is like what you are, like a rogue or a druid like my character
was. So you can be a panda rogue?
Well, there are certain...
A rogue panda? I don't know that I want to play a game that's full of rogue pandas.
Who are doing it from behind in the shadows.
Exactly.
But...
I don't like this.
But the thing about WoW was that certain races could only be certain types of classes. So you can't be everything. You can only be certain things
as a
particular...
Can I be a panda mage?
I don't know if mage was on that list. I think you can be a shaman. Panda shaman.
I want to be a panda shaman.
But the class... The
Will you stop fucking with your feathers?
I know.
It's really making me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Especially because those ones are like, wee! And they're sitting, like, out parallel.
Yeah.
So it could...
Anyway.
Stop.
Sorry.
That'd be great.
But the new class is a monk class. And I mean, I think they're kind of...
Wait, so you can be Kung Fu Panda?
Yep.
Oh my god.
And I'm sure there'll be an achievement for it.
Actually. Really?
Would not be surprised. Because they implemented, you know, achievements a little back.
Oh my god.
But I think it's kind of funny that they're introducing a physical class, a melee class, because another Blizzard game that may come out sometime before I die also will be incorporating a monk class. Diablo 3, please come out. I'm waiting.
Didn't they set a ship date for that already?
They say a lot. They say that eggs cure cancer. There's no proof. They've been saying for a very long time. Diablo is coming out. We promise.
I mean, Duke Nukem eventually made it.
I mean, come on. What was it? StarCraft 2. Do you know how long they waited for that?
It's not that they waited.
No.
There
people,
were some issues.
No. People who are waiting for it to come. They're like, waiting. Year one. Year two. Year five. Okay. All right. We'll show you a trailer. Another 5 years. Up. Oh, here it is. It's like, hopefully you're still in the age range to be playing games and it'd be cool.
Like, no, dude. I retired. I'm a Walmart greeter.
You know?
Listen,
so, I mean,
Walmart,
people have
I
been waiting
you.
For a while. And they keep showing us. They showed a skill builder, like a skill tree builder for Diablo, so that you can see what type of abilities you will be able to do.
Right.
So I'm like, they're teasing us. They're dropping nuggets now.
They're dropping
Nuggets. They're dropping nuggets.
As opposed to knowledge.
Right.
Right.
So they're trying to keep people as interested as they possibly can without there being an actual, you know, product ready.
Right.
But they released a monk class, so I feel like, wow, you know, Blizzard's like, well, we can't let D3 hold the monk class, so we're gonna throw a physical melee person into a world of fantasy and magic with dragons.
Yeah,
in.
I don't understand that at all.
Like,
because dragon beats panda.
You would get fries panda
every single time.
Kentucky Fried Panda.
I don't care if it is Jack Black's Kung Fu Panda. Dragon wins.
So I mean,
fatality.
I am trying to figure out exactly how this class will work in this universe. Because I can't see it being a tank class, because it's just combat, and there are too many bosses that heavily rely on magics,
right?
That there's no way a healer would be like, fuck that, not doing that quest line. But I feel like this might be another DPS class, a damage per second. For
okay.
Those who don't know what DPS means,
all right.
And I feel like it might be another DPS, and we've got shitloads of DPS.
Like ass tons?
Like ass megatons. Like
wow.
Mega gigabytes.
Mega gigabytes of ass.
Of DPS.
Okay.
So I feel like this will be misguided. But they're going the kind of same route as the Death Knight. Oh yeah, and by the way, the new area is called Pandara.
Okay.
Yeah, Pandara. The reason why we don't know it existed is apparently it's been shrouded in mist. And the Horn Alliance accidentally Christopher Columbus'd on the island. And like all forces of type of government and society, are you sleeping?
No.
They both landed and said, I own this land. So essentially the pandas are like Indians.
Oh no, they're going to get wiped out by the pox.
I'm worried about it, to be honest. And I like pandas, but I know that you can play... This panda race, both Alliance and Horde. So there could be some pandas who are like, I can't fight my own brethren. And the Horde ones will be like, fuck you. And they'll be fighting. And
I can't.
I might.
Not really.
No.
Consider this.
No, I might actually have to see what the shit's going on. Because some, I think what happened is someone...
What happened was...
I think...
Somebody dropped some E in their coffee by accident.
No, I think somebody at Blizzard...
is
no. Well, maybe. I'm sure there's several. There's probably like a division of them. But that's besides the point because that has nothing to do with anything. But I feel like what happened was they were all drunk playing poker.
Oh, no.
And the one furry at the table was like, if I win, my layout for the next expansion has to be considered. And the top guy who was holding an ace and was cheating was like, totally, dude, I'm down for it. And they found that the dude was cheating, and the guy would have naturally won anyway. I'm sure they're, you know, playing the weird kind of poker with the rules and
Texas
stuff.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. So they found that cheating guy was cheating, and that layout guy gets to show his layout. And believe it or not, the layout must have been pretty good. And they're like, fuck, we were only gonna consider it. We weren't actually gonna allow it, but this is actually pretty good, and we don't know what the fuck else to do. So, let's incorporate humanoid furries. So now we're going to have so many people doing it panda style in Azeroth. And I might be one of them, maybe.
I have no statements to follow that.
But like I said, they're going to follow the Death Knight spree ideal, where you'll start off on their land at a certain high level, not necessarily near the cap that they're raising it to, but high enough that, you know, you can get a basis of this race of people, how they operate, what their lives are like, and then put you out in the rest of, you know, Azeroth. So, I'm curious about what's going to happen. I want to preface this by saying that I'm not a furry. I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking that, but I'm not. But I am curious. And whenever it happens, you'll hear it firsthand from my mouth. The end. I'm done.
I know you're done, but I thought you were done with WoW.
No, because I went back for a cataclysm.
Cataclysm.
But I only stayed for like 3 weeks, and then I left.
Well, hopefully that's all you'll see.
Yeah, so I'll go in, I'll see what's going on, and like, oh, all right, I've seen it, I can go now.
Uh-huh.
Yep, it will probably happen. Don't know when, but you guys will be the first to know when that happens. I'm done now.
All right, well, I appreciate you, you know, sharing all that wonderful WoW stuff, because, you know...
Yeah, I could tell that you're just so riveted by...
I'm riveted by everything that you had to say, and,
That's right, I don't remember what you were talking about.
That's okay. Look, dude, I'll be completely honest with you, okay? I know that there are people that love WoW. I know that they love it for a reason. WoW almost destroyed my family, and...
Oh my god, get over that!
I'm over it. I said almost.
It didn't.
I know it didn't. I said, but almost. It
didn't.
Let's call the spade a spade. Okay. And it's just, it's a lot of work for me, and it's not the kind of computer game that I enjoy. But I absolutely understand that there are people that are into it, but you lost me at a race of furry pandas with furry panda boots.
Well, if that's the case, then they just recently lost you, because this has not come into...
I know. I mean, Cataclysm, I thought, you know, with the added leveling that they brought in, as well as...
Oh my god, the underwater world was cool.
And the additional servers that they brought in, I thought were great. I thought it was absolutely what Blizzard should do. But I'm not a WoW fan. So, furry pandas, okay.
And don't... And if I do make a panda class, I'm going to name her Pandalicious.
It will.
Yes. It's got... That is mandatory. Or if I make it a paladin, I'm going to call it Pandadin. I can't do that. Actually, a friend told me that he was going to do that. But if I'm on a different server, he wouldn't know. So, you know, he could eat it. He can eat some bamboo. and I'm going to call it sheer pandemonium.
Okay.
I got the panda joke.
Stop.
I'll be here all week.
Dude, I think
we actually, I live here, so I'm here forever.
I think we're all pandaed out.
I'm going to pander to your pandering needs.
Stop it. I will make you sit in the corner. Yeah, that's what I thought. But as you can see, lots of interesting stuff, both in the console and the PC world, to be kind of interested in. You know, I think that the things that are going on with Steam right now are pretty cool. They're throwing up even more content over there, which is amazing. Phenomenal. And, you know, we got our room squared away for PAX East.
Yay! It's been a good week.
You should definitely hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co, that is ESH.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out the articles that are written within the week. Any questions or comments, go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are on iTunes, so find us, check us out.
Absolutely. Simply hit the music store, search for Electric Sisterhood, and then hit that beautiful little subscribe button next to our name, which will ensure that you will get the episodes of our podcast the moment that we put them out on the internet. And trust us, that's how you want your ash. Hot, piping, fresh. You can also search for us in the Zune Marketplace the same way by looking for Electric Sisterhood and subscribe to the feed there. But if you don't want to do the things that I just said,
you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. We should not be the only thing that you check out when you're subscribing to us on iTunes and leaving comments and reviews and whatnot, but you should be checking out everybody else who flies underneath our banner.
That's right, because we are not the only entity in the land of Esh. Our podcast episodes go out every single Monday-ish, depending upon how much work I'm doing for the day job. But you can follow that up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which is hosted by King Baby Duck and his merry bunch of bastards and winches. So you want to make sure that you're hitting that up. On Wednesday, you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, hosted by Deuces Wild. And to feed your nerd needs for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff on our respective websites, which you can find conveniently in one spot at landofesh.com, including the ability to buy the brand new issue of our magazine, with a new one shortly to be released. So get on that, people! You can also check out all of our shows. They're all available in iTunes. You can interact with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. And you can deal with us on Twitter as well. So if you want to know who's in the Land of Esh and who you should be following, just visit my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and check out the Land of Esh list. Because we're all on it. And we're all pretty awesome. Also, before we get to shit that I dig, some of our family over on allgames.com are up for a podcast award. So if you haven't had a chance yet to vote for OLR, Orange Lounge Radio, we highly recommend it because they're kick-ass.
You should have done it weeks ago.
Like last week. But if you haven't, you still have a chance.
I vote once every day.
And you can do that too. So make sure that you check out the link that's in the show notes and go and vote. Be part of the system. Be part of the solution, not the problem.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
OLR. So what shit are you digging this week, Panda?
Boys.
Oh my god. Really?
No, just kidding.
Oh my god.
Haunted Cornfields.
Okay.
Right. Went on one recently and got the skird fucked into me.
Wow.
They put it in.
Okay.
And it was scary and terrifying and...
I'm not even making a comment.
And I have now felt for myself why people like me should not go into the woods at night.
Okay. Well, that's...
What are you digging this
for? Blu-ray movies.
Any particular ones? Or just Blu-ray itself?
Just Blu-ray itself. Like, I was going back to my collection, and I popped in a couple movies this week because I was a little bored and I wasn't really finding anything that I wanted to stream on the Netflix.
Oh, man.
And
I just... That means you turned on your PS3 to watch them.
Yeah.
So she has now turned on her PS3.
Yeah.
So now it's slightly warm, so when you get Uncharted 3, it's not going to a cold, cold, desolate place.
Oh, no, but it's still going to have to do, like, 16 billion updates. But, no, I watched the Simpsons movie and I watched Blade Runner, and it reminds me of how much I really enjoy movies and Blu-ray, especially for the animated and the CGIs and shit like that. So yeah, Blu-ray, digging it.
Awesome.
So as always, I'm Ninja Sista
and I'm Pandalicious,
and we are out.
Peace.